if I actually had a time machine, is I would go back to around 1993 or 94 and kill George Lucas with a shovel. That was the first thing that came to my mind. And stop him from making the prequels. That's how I would try to save history. I don't even know how I would have reacted if I had just run into him on the street, like, going, "You're George Lucas, dude. Look, I don't want to bother you and nerd out, but, like, Star Wars is one of my favorite movies, and I just want to thank you, man. Just, it's so great." "Ah, you like Star Wars? I got some good news. I'm working on the three prequels, the first three chapters. Finally! That's awesome, dude! I'm so excited. I can't wait. Well, hey, you say you're a Star Wars fan. Do you like Darth Vader?" I love Darth Vader, dude. The helmet and the cape with the sword, that's great, man. Is he in the first movie?
Yeah, in the first movie, you get to see him as a little kid.
Is he like a little Damien Omen kid, like evil and killing people with his mind?
No, he's just like this little kid, and then he gets taken away from his mom, and he's very sad.
I don't really care about him as a little kid at all. At all.
Well, don't worry, because in the third movie, you know what shows up? The Death Star.
Awesome, man. Wait a minute, what is it doing, George?
Well, you just see it at the very end of the movie. It's being built, and Darth Vader's just kind of looking at it.
Again, I don't care how they built it, how they put in the toilets or the air conditioning. I just like it when it's done and then it's blowing planets up. That's kind of what's cool about it.